I did feel odd about talking about it, and I think everybody always felt very uncertain about asking me about it. They thought, and even still today, people might say, well, I'm sure you don't want to talk about it now, whereas I don't mind talking about it now. But it's a different thing. And it was the thing that the main thing that helped me bring it out was I thought, hang on a minute, I've got to hear both stories. It's not just my story that's important here. It's the story of Jill and Chris, my dad and brother, all those other people. They've been hostages to this experience too. Mm. They haven't been, you know, chained up directly, but well, they have, metaphorically, of course they had. So when Jill and I got the chance to write a book together, that was a remarkable experience. It was very difficult, but it was fascinating, because you would write, I'd start writing something, typing away, and then I'd remember an incident, perhaps one where another prisoner, another hostage was maltreated, where I had been abused, or I'd humiliated myself by perhaps cringingly asking for more cigarettes or something. Pathetic in this way, but that's how one felt, pathetic. And I remember writing that thing, oh Christ, I can't do anything, and walking out and leaving it, and then coming back to the computer a couple of days later and finding myself, as we might do with an article, and editing it as Chief Sub McCarthy, rather than remembering, you know, reliving the experience McCarthy. And that was an extraordinary way of putting it into perspective. And I think then, reading Jill's chapters against mine, what she was doing in those years, and of course there's a lot of story about my dad and my brother and what they were doing, incorporating all that, and we talked about it. Gradually, that shared experience meant there was a way of putting it somewhere safe for a while.